Alternative oilseed crops look to gain momentum in the marketplace today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. While soybeans are the king of U.S. oilseed crops, keep an eye on canola, carinata, pennycress, and its genetically modified cousin, covercress. Covercress is also a company based in Missouri. SVP of Agronomy Chris Allbach says future demand for oilseed volume is rising.
That is why there have been significant efforts over the past few years to develop intermediate oilseeds like covercress or pennycress, camelina, carinata, and a renewed interest in winter canola.
Allbach says covercress can be planted as a cover crop, which then overwinters, and can be harvested the following spring with only slight equipment modifications. He admits there is still something of a bottleneck on the processing side.
The grain handling space is challenging because the requirements around handling a very small seeded crop, such as covercress or even crops like carinata and camelina, that current corn and soybean facilities are not able to handle well, dry and clean. So the lack of this infrastructure is a tremendous threat to these intermediate oilseed crops and their expansion in the Midwest.
Allbach says covercress will do a poultry feeding project this fall to test possible uses for the seed meal left over from the oil extraction. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.